Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. In a picturesque world, summer is the time when your livestock enjoy good weather, good pastures, and easy living. But to be frank, summer also brings hot weather, flies, pink eye, anaplasmosis, and then more flies. And rest assured, the fly wars are on here in the four counties of the Wildcat Extension District. Fly populations have been steadily building, and from now until fall, we will see peak fly problems. Instituting some sort of fly control program, like sprays, rubbers, or fly tags, will help decrease fly populations that spend a lot of time on cows, such as horn flies and some face flies. Stable flies and other biting flies don't spend much time on an animal, so you'll need to focus on environmental controls too, not just topical treatments. One of the best ways to eliminate stable flies is to remove sources of organic matter that create breeding grounds. Cleaning areas where cattle were fed during the winter and drying down manure by spreading it or dragging fields will help reduce fly populations. Good fly control can not only limit impacts on production from bites, but it can also play a role in heat stress. Because livestock will group up to avoid flies, heat becomes a larger concern during these hot summer months. This is also the time of year when pink eye problems are peaking. In calves, this is due to the numerous face flies taking advantage of the declining colostral immunity, coupled with the situation of still developing immune systems. Add in the taller forage with pollen that can irritate eyes, and you have a recipe for calves with eye problems. To beef up immune systems, a booster dose of pink eye vaccine would be good to give now, plus focus on fly control in calves. Many of the fly control methods for cows, like fly tags or oilers, may not reach the calf. Having some face wipes at the entrance of creep feeders may improve control. The increased biting fly population is also spreading anaplasmosis organisms around if it's in or near your herd. Susceptible cows may develop clinical signs such as anemia, jaundice, and sometimes sudden death. Although horn flies can transmit some anaplasmosis, the biggest concern is stable flies and ticks. So normal fly control has limited value. If you're in an endemic area, you may want to consider having a conversation with your veterinarian about a veterinary feed directive for chlorotetracycline, also known as CTC, to protect your cow herd. A successful fly control program requires proper identification of the pests causing negative impacts, determining the best control method, and following labeled directions on the product to get optimum control and decrease the chance of resistance. Give me a call for help with any of the products available for control of livestock pests. I can be reached at the Altamont Extension Office, 620-784-5337.